This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. Prime Minister said this while inaugurating the Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida. Prime Minister said that the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs. The Prime Minister also highlighted the success of Digital India Initiative, saying the country is witnessing its multiplier effect. Our correspondent reports the Semicon India will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. It will bring together global leaders, companies and experts of the semiconductor industry. India is committed to build the semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem and is leading the technology revolution with focus on electronics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimizing costs and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. He also emphasized that there is growing realization that climate change is not just a matter of the future, as its impact has been felt here and now. Mr. Modi said that energy transition and sustainability have become central to global policy discourse. Highlighting that India is committed to creating a cleaner and greener planet, Mr. Modi noted that the country is the first among G20 nations to fulfill its Paris commitments on green energy. He mentioned that these commitments were met 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. Mr. Modi also outlined that India's non-fossil fuel capacity increased by nearly 300% over the last 10 years and the country's solar energy capacity increased by over 3,000% during the same period. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The National Florence Nightingale Award was instituted by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in the year 1973. This award is given as a mark of recognition for the meritorious services rendered by the nurses and nursing professionals to the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this during a meeting of rural development ministers of states through video conferencing yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is gearing up. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at the sports stadium in Doda on the 14th of September, while the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, is expected to address a rally in Doda. However, his schedule is yet to be finalized. Besides Prime Minister Modi and Rahul Gandhi, another star campaign of the Congress Party, Imran Pratap Gari, will address a rally at Charwa Kehra on Friday. National Conference star campaigner Omar Abdullah will be addressing a few rallies tomorrow in Doda district. There are 8 assembly constituencies in 3 districts of Chinab Valley in Kishtwar, Doda and Ramban, which will go for polls on September 18th during the first phase of assembly elections. 2 Maldives ministers who were suspended for their derogatory remarks against the Indian Prime Minister have resigned. According to local media reports, Mariam Shiona and Malsha Sharif resigned citing personal reasons. Shiona Malsha and Abdul Mehzoom Majid were suspended early in January this year in connection with derogatory comments directed at India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well as Indian people on social media. And that is the end of this news bulletin.